Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Parallel Process by Chrissy Pozatek is a parenting and family support guide focused on what happens at home when an adolescent or young adult is in treatment or transitioning back from a program. Written from Pozatek's experience as an adolescent and family therapist, including work connected to wilderness therapy settings. The book argues that lasting change depends on more than the child's progress. Parents must undertake their own parallel process of growth, self-awareness, and skill building. Rather than centering on fixing the young person, Pozatek emphasizes how parental reactions and long-standing patterns can unintentionally maintain crisis dynamics. The book's purpose is practical help. Parents respond to intense emotions without escalating them, hold clear boundaries that protect safety, and avoid rescuing behaviors that prevent teens and young adults from developing responsibility. Using accessible explanations and real-life style scenarios, it offers communication tools and a mindset shift toward supporting independence, resilience, and healthier family relationships during and after treatment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the parallel process parents change alongside treatment. Pozatek's central idea is that a young person's treatment journey creates a mirror for the family system. If parents return to old habits after discharge or during ongoing care, the home environment can quietly pull the teen or young adult back into familiar roles. The book reframes the parent role from manager of the child's behavior to participant in a shared growth process that begins with recognizing how fear, guilt, anger, or helplessness can drive reactive parenting, including attempts to control outcomes, overfunction, or emotionally withdraw. In Pozatek's view, parental change is not a side project. It is part of what makes treatment gains durable because it changes the emotional climate the child returns to. This topic also highlights how treatment can be destabilizing for parents, who may feel judged or blamed, and how a parallel process offers a more constructive stance, curiosity about patterns, willingness to learn, and humility about what can and cannot be controlled. By committing to their own development, parents become steadier, more consistent, and better able to support autonomy without abandoning care. Secondly, identifying family patterns that block independence. A major focus of the book is helping parents notice patterns that can keep adolescents and young adults from developing emotional maturity. Pozatek points to dynamics such as enmeshment, where a child's emotional state becomes the parent's emotional state, and the family begins organizing around crisis management instead of growth. She also describes parental coping styles that often appear during prolonged stress workaholism or constant busy activity as avoidance, emotional withdrawal when conflict rises, or surrendering identity to parenting so that every decision revolves around the child. These patterns are not presented as moral failures, but as understandable responses that can still have consequences. When parents overaccommodate, overexplain, or overrescue, the young person may not experience the natural learning that comes from consequences, discomfort, and problem solving. The book encourages parents to step back and examine how their own anxiety shapes choices, what roles they repeatedly fall into, and how those roles affect accountability. By naming these patterns clearly, Pozatek helps families reduce confusion and shame and shift toward a structure that supports both connection and separation, which is essential for the transition to adulthood. Thirdly, attuning to emotions without enabling or rescuing. Pozatek emphasizes emotional attunement as a core parenting skill, especially when a teen or young adult is in crisis, in treatment, or newly home. Attunement means recognizing and responding to feelings with respect, rather than dismissing them or trying to immediately solve them. The challenge, as the book outlines, is that empathy can slide into enabling when parents move too quickly from understanding feelings to removing discomfort. Pozatek encourages a slower approach. Listen, reflect back what you hear, and allow space for the young person to experience frustration, sadness, or fear without the parent panicking. This helps reduce escalation and builds trust because the teen feels heard rather than controlled. At the same time, the book stresses that validation is not agreement and empathy is not permission. Parents can acknowledge emotions while still holding limits, expectations, and safety rules. By practicing this balance, parents support emotional development and reduce the cycle where intense feelings trigger parental intervention, which then reinforces dependence. The result is a relationship that stays connected while allowing the young person to practice self-regulation. Fourthly, boundaries and safety. Adults lead with clarity and consistency. Another key theme is the importance of boundaries that are clear, consistent, and rooted in safety. Pozatek draws on principles commonly emphasized in structured treatment environments, where adult leadership provides stability during emotional turbulence. In the home, this translates into parents being willing to make and hold decisions even when the adolescent or young adult protests, negotiates, or escalates emotionally. The book encourages parents to distinguish between boundaries that protect well-being and rules that attempt to control feelings or force motivation. Safety boundaries address issues like respect in the home, substance-related risks, or behaviors that undermine recovery efforts. After, while also setting expectations for responsibility appropriate to age and circumstance. Positech's approach also recognizes that inconsistent boundaries can unintentionally train a young person to push harder, because escalation sometimes works. By holding lines calmly and predictably, parents reduce power struggles and increase the chance the teen learns cause and effect. This topic underscores that boundaries are not punishments. They are a framework that makes relationship and growth possible, especially when a family is rebuilding trust after treatment. Lastly, allowing safe struggle to build resilience and accountability, Positech argues that one of the most counterintuitive but essential parenting moves is allowing safe struggle. Many parents of struggling teens and young adults become conditioned to prevent pain at all costs, especially after frightening episodes or treatment placement. The book reframes struggle as a necessary ingredient for resilience, responsibility, and genuine confidence. The book, When Parents Remove Every Obstacle, the young person may not develop the internal evidence that they can cope, persist, and solve problems. Safe struggle does not mean neglect or harshness. It means letting a young person face manageable consequences and challenges while parents stay emotionally present and maintain safety limits. This can include allowing discomfort around responsibility, following through on expectations, or tolerating frustration without stepping in to fix it. The goal is to support maturation, not to win compliance. Positech's treatment-informed lens emphasizes that growth often happens when a teen learns they can survive difficult feelings and situations without collapsing or being rescued. And over time, safe struggle helps shift the family from crisis reactivity to skill building, where the adolescent or young adult practices agency and the parent practices steadiness. In conclusion, the parallel process is best suited for parents and caregivers of preteens through young adults who are in treatment, have returned from a program, or are showing patterns that make the transition to adulthood unstable. And it is also relevant for families who are not in formal treatment, but recognize cycles of emotional escalation, rescuing, and burnout. Readers benefit most if they want concrete guidance on what to do differently at home, not just reassurance. The practical value lies in its steady emphasis on self-awareness, emotional attunement, boundary setting, and allowing developmentally appropriate responsibility, all framed in a way that reduces blame and increases clarity. Intellectually, the book stands out for positioning parents as active participants in change, rather than passive observers waiting for treatment to fix the child. Compared with many parenting books that focus primarily on techniques to manage teen behavior, Positech's approach centers the family system and the parent's internal process, making the work more durable and less reactive. Its treatment-informed perspective helps parents translate what programs aim to teach into everyday interactions. So progress is supported by the home environment rather than undone by familiar dynamics. If you would like to support Chrissy Positech MSW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.